Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick Pekosik from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
We still here.
We're here.
WBT hadn't fired me. I hadn't fired you. You hadn't fired me.
Man, I got this fancy card that lets me go wherever I want.
Yeah, we got a card last week. It's been 8 years. Nah, I've had a couple cards. And the day when I went up to the door, the woman's like, she wasn't in there, so I texted you, come get me.
and the
woman then came around the corner, the lady that works the reception. She's like, what are you doing?
Got you a card like 2 weeks ago, she probably said.
I left it in my pickup truck.
Likely story.
That's what all criminals say.
Blame it on the pickup truck. Blame it on the pickup truck.
I didn't drive my pickup truck today, but I drove it. Knox, my three-year-old boy, is a mama's boy because she spends all this time with him. So he's always says, mama, and she says, you big dog or little dog? He goes, that little dog, roo, 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 roo. And I go, you big dog, roo, 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 roo. Anyway, he's been little dog for a while. And last night we went and ate at the new Culver's in Belmont, which is good. Midwestern burger joint. Doing good. Burgers and ice cream. And he started crying. He said he wanted to ride. I had driven my truck. We drove separately. He wanted to ride in Daddy's red truck.
He wanted to be a big dog.
He wanted to be roo, 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 roo.
So and did they, y'all like?
My kids are all listening to Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. I'm so tired of that song. Mm. But it's a happy song.
That song's been out for a while.
I mean, my kids don't only listen to the newest hits.
The top hits.
I mean, they listen to a lot of old stuff, actually.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. Is that or buy dirt?
So did y'all roll the window down in the truck and bark like dogs?
We do it all. Yes, we do that.
I might have howled at a moon a couple of times at the beach on full moon every now and again.
By yourself?
Well, Scarlett used to come with me. Now that's not cool anymore. So, yeah, I might go down there by myself, let a couple howls out. Why not?
Really?
No.
That's weird. I don't know what's the matter with you. Are you serious?
No, I'm not
serious.
We
got to talk about this.
I'm not serious.
Goodness gracious. So, it's the Sunday following Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
We're recording this early in the week. How was your Memorial Day?
My Memorial Day was wet.
It rained a
lot. Oh my gosh, it rained. Yeah, we were
heard
down
your
the
boat
coast.
Down again.
Yeah, anybody want to buy a boat out there? Just hit me up on Facebook. I got it out there listed. But
it's called a broke. I mean a boat.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, the weather was so bad it really wouldn't have been a good time to go do anything outside where we were.
So you texted me earlier in the weekend, the holiday weekend. You were all excited that you were going to be storing your boat across the river from my house again.
And then it broke.
And I got all excited. I'm going to have a river rat buddy.
Yeah.
Smelling like catfish. And then you text me the next day and said it was broke. You're getting rid of it. No,
it's gone.
You're not bringing it back.
It's done.
Are you buying another boat?
No. Out of the game for a little while. No.
Goodness gracious. So you gonna what are you gonna do with that bay to store it?
Well she
so
let
stand
me.
In the middle
she,
of it.
She let me well no, it's funny, you list a boat on Facebook, everybody wants to trade you their Harley for it. Will you trade for a Harley? Like what it's all scams. I'm like, where does that even come from?
And then they ask you to send them the boat and they'll send you the Harley tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll send you the Harley plus $20. Yeah.
There's a lot of scams out there.
Okay.
My emails, I bet I get 30 scam emails a day.
Yeah, people keep wanting me to change your bank account information.
Change mine?
Yeah, I've gotten yours a couple of times. Like,
I keep telling myself to change my EFT.
Yeah.
It's like coming from Trent Hasten with my picture of Knox on it. I'm like, goodness gracious, y'all are good. But you can see how easy it is to be aware. There's a lot
that's
of scam,
right.
And that's a new... that's a new crime on the streets.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad. And I think we've talked to some AI folks on here in the past. I think with that, it's only going to get worse. because they're going to get more believable and more believable.
So, yeah, Pastor, my Memorial Day weekend was good, too.
All right. Well, what'd you do?
Yeah. Well, we relaxed. we got so been so busy traveling, and then I travel with business and stuff and, you know, these customer trips. And then now the kids' last day of school was Friday, so we got some family trips coming up.
First year through,
and,
huh?
She said she just wanted to hang tight, so we did. It was nice. I enjoyed the rain.
No, I would normally have enjoyed it, too. I mean, obviously, it is what it is. But being at home, there's something about being at home in a rainy afternoon.
I was just curious. You know, it was Saturday, and I think it was 57 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And Rowan, my eighth grader, just graduated eighth grade, said, "This is ridiculous. School's out. And what's up with this weather?" And I said, "I don't know. We need to go ask some global warming scientists and see what they have to say about days like today."
And?
I don't know. I mean, they don't talk about those days. They only talk about the real hot days.
Did you get one on the horn? Did you talk to one? No.
And I don't, look, global warming might be a thing, is a thing. I don't really mind with it. But I don't ever hear those people chirping when it's 57 in May.
And sideways
in
raining.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Icicles hanging off my mustache.
No, it definitely was chilly. But she's right. It's supposed to be warm last day of school. We talked about that last week or the week before about how sacred that last day of school is.
The kids, I forget about this. We're running them around. That's why we were at Culver's last night. They had sleepover. They went to the trampoline park, went to
Life's
the movies.
Good. Life's good.
Ford got up this morning at 8 o'clock. He's out on the basketball court. He's ready.
How's Ford's crossover? He got a good little crossover to him. I could see that.
He's coming along. He's starting to get in. He's eight, so he's starting to get into this stuff. So I actually took Tatum, my oldest, is interested in playing golf. So I took Tatum and Ford out and hit some balls with them yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Kind of a little bonding. So it's cool. Give Poppy, my father-in-law, a shout-out. He's taking Tatum out twice now. He's going to take her out, I think, this week with one of his buddies and his granddaughter, and they're
going to
go play around the golf. So that's exciting.
That's cool.
So thank you, Poppy. That's really special. So I keep telling Tatum, she does the drill so much better than me. I'm like, "You're not fighting wood chopping and baseball, so you're learning young."
Wood chopping.
You know? It's called hacking, Patrick. Hacking.
Got it.
Hacking. Okay. Darren Ash is our guest. He's coming up.
He's
with
running
the Rock.
Away.
He's been on the show before. He's awesome, doing all the right things for the youth in Charlotte. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
So I hear you're saying commercial and services. We're not commercial services. We're trying to confuse people. Explain that to me, Patrick.
Well, yeah, it is commercial and services.
It is.
We're commercial services.
It's two lines.
It's two lines, yeah.
Commercial construction.
Right.
And then we do services, which is mechanical, electrical, plumbing.
That's right.
And we do commercial services as well.
That's right.
Which is commercial, mechanical, electrical, plumbing.
We handle a lot of stuff.
And speaking of all that stuff,
it
we have Darren Ash in the house.
Well,
what's
done.
Up, dog?
I wonder where you were going with
hey,
that.
Hey, guys.
Mechanical and electrical now, but plumbing maybe down the road, right?
I kind of like the Roby family of companies.
Yeah.
That just pretty much says it all.
That's what we like. That's what our hats say.
Yeah.
It is.
Because it is like I'm sitting here listening to you guys banter back and forth. And it is like a family. I feel like we need, instead of a studio, we need to be in a pub somewhere.
We definitely are a family.
Listen,
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we might need a couple boxing gloves around here, too. You know?
And I take my hat off when I come into the studio because my hair's so thick it needs to breathe.
I noticed that.
A good hair joke.
Yeah,
you know?
We easily throw one or two in each episode. So, Darren, go ahead, man. I was going to ask Darren what's new. What's going on with you? How's the Rock?
Well, everything's good. Our kids just graduated high school. Not fully graduated, but they're out for the summer. And probably out of 130 students, we're putting about 60 in the field.
Yeah, we have three at Roby Electric. I'm not sure about the construction side, but yeah, we've got Jaden, Miguel, and Ricardo.
Yeah, and Jaden is a senior, so yeah. You guys are getting him full-time because he went with a big commercial group last year as an intern. But he wanted a smaller.
He wanted the Roby family.
He wanted the family, and Miguel and Ricardo are rising seniors. And then on the home renovation side, we have Ricky, who's full time now, and Jose, who will be full time under Troy. So we got five of our students with the Roby family.
That's special. I didn't know all that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So. The kids work hard to earn an internship. So, again, less than about 40% get it.
Yeah.
And they demonstrate, you know, maturity and a work ethic. And, you know, they've got about 9 months in the lab and everything to prove that they're ready to go into the field. It's a tough business, you know. And not only do you have to show some skills and you know, work in any type of weather, but you got to be able to banter with people.
Yep.
And these kids aren't used to bantering.
Yep.
And we kind of beat that in their heads, like they're gonna give you some crap out there.
You do a really good job. I want to back up in a second and explain just for our listeners that haven't heard the previous show.
Yeah, you're right.
The ROC acronym stands.
I think that's
for
good.
Yeah.
And what you're doing. But you do a really good job when I'm around you and the kids. You give them a hard time, and you come pretty gruff at them, which is the real world, right?
Yeah.
You can't sugarcoat it, and then they get out here. That's how I am with my children, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good, you know. I want them to be able to take a little bit, have tough skin. And also not just have tough skin, but be able to have tact when they go back and forth with people.
I think these kids have been staring into these phones so long and texting that the art of conversation is all new to them.
It's tough.
Of real conversation. I mean, and again, you know, I'm of an era where if you didn't pick on somebody or you were not picked on, you didn't like them.
Game. Right.
You weren't liked.
And when texting started happening 10 or 15 years ago, I vowed to never text. Because I'm old school,
I remember
just like
that.
You.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to people, by gosh.
Yeah.
But it has its place. But I tell my five children, in lies the opportunity, because the world is stuck in that phone. And if they keep their head up and they learn how to communicate with people and work hard and be honest, they can go a long way, in lies the opportunity. So
for your for listeners that don't know, the ROC is a construction trade school for high school students. We're in five high-poverty high schools. We have three training facilities around Charlotte that are within a short shuttle drive of those high schools. So the kids actually go take classes at their school, and their school shuttles them over to us during the school day.
So typically they come over about like 11:30, kind of have lunch with you?
Some come first block. Some come right at 7:20. Again, with the three facilities, it just varies. But, yeah, I mean, you can go back, take, you know, do what CMS can do what they do good, you know, teach English and math.
Yeah.
And then the kids get to be on a sports team or dance or whatever. But, yeah, they use one or two of their electives a day. Wisely coming to learn electrical, mechanical, carpentry, construction management.
And how long have you been doing this?
This is the end of our fourth year. We're kind of almost steadily doubling enrollment.
Wow, that's wonderful.
We'll probably be at about 140 students this fall. We'll probably max out somewhere around 200. We're building a new facility up at Sugar Creek in 85 to serve Julius Chambers and Geringer. Again, it's either within a 2 or 5 minute shuttle to the school. So this facility.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the key, is not for a kid to be sent off somewhere mm-hmm. to learn the trades, but for it to be a natural part of their day at their home school. And I think that's why we're getting so many good kids.
I mean, you 4 years now, this is your second career. You were, quote, retired or whatever. You can explain. This is your passion. You wanted to give back to the world and the community. And I don't think, thinking of this 4 to 5 years, I don't think the timing could have been any better. Yeah. Thinking about with COVID, and I remember being on some board calls when COVID started happening and the struggles that you had. Everybody had eyes wide open struggles. But it's what the world needs now. It's what the United States needs. We need tradesmen, tradeswomen.
We need tradespeople. And I'm also working with some other groups to expand the Rock into maybe automotive.
Mm. Oh, cool. Okay.
And a few things like that, because when we walk the halls of high schools, we just have one thing to offer, which is an incredible offer, the construction industry. But some of these kids, you know, would love to work on big engines, small engines.
Well, you talk about automotive. I mean, what a huge opportunity that would be.
Yeah. And then you think about advanced manufacturing. Advanced yep. manufacturing is really big engine maintenance. Now, yep. you can plug in all the BIM and computer data, but that person entering that data is also responsible for fixing that big machine if it breaks.
Yep.
So it's really a big engine operator. So, you know, some people think of advanced manufacturing as something different, but no, we need to get these kids into these, you know,
plants,
working on engines, whether it's in a plant or on a NASCAR track.
So you said you were going to get this going, do it for a couple of years, and then retire again.
No,
now
no,
you're
I
over
didn't.
Here talking about expansion. This that entrepreneurial mindset.
See, the audience needs to know that Trent here is on my board of directors.
There so you he, go.
See, he's also my boss.
Oh,
yeah. I have to watch what I say.
I know how
no,
that's like.
I love what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing.
Amen.
And I think God put us on this earth to work. I like to get
Amen.
Up and work. You know, I'm kind of a B-minus in everything else in life, fishing and hunting and golf. So I love to work, and I think I'll be at this.
Man, you're pretty confident in yourself. I'm like a D+.
B-minus.
B-minus. What's this guy coming with his haughtiness into our studio? Can't believe that. Well, Darren, this is exciting and fun. Will you stick around for another segment? Let's continue.
Yes, sir.
Continue to talk about, the best passion I can think of, taking kids that need opportunities and teaching them trades so they can make a great living and give back to the United States of America. You're listening to At Home with Roby with Darren Ash.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
I was going to take the segment off.
You were,
I figured
right.
you and Darren could handle it.
Let's do it.
I mean, let's go, Darren. What do you have to say now? You B+.
So he's retiring in 2 years.
I said I was.
Would you say you were an A-?
No, I said I was a B-, man.
B-, like an 81, you know, like 82-ish is what he's throwing out there.
It's like low 90s.
Low man. Oh, and okay, that's something like your scores, grade yeah. scores there. Low 90s is pretty good, Darren.
Well, yeah, don't short talk me now, buddy.
I feel so, like there's some history between you two around the golf course.
We have
maybe.
A really good
There seems some pent-up tension around a golf game.
Trent reminds me of all my Georgia buddies.
Yeah. You've been threatening to take me to Georgia. We had and I you have asked me.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't been able to get it on the calendar yet, but I'm still here.
So y'all were talking about your Memorial Day. We planted a 30-acre dove field.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you got going on down in Georgia.
So, again, my wife, myself, my boys, my brothers, my daddy, my granddaddy, we all went to the University of Georgia. So
Pretty good run for you, huh?
Yeah, I love living here. I love working with these kids and the trades. But come Friday, I'm generally headed down 85, and we're just outside of Athens. So it's amazing. It's 400 acres, trophy deer, turkey, duck.
Do you have any kids at Georgia the last 2 years? Or they?
No, my kids are old, 34, 32. I got three grandkids, dude.
Really? Three grandkids? You look so young. You're so young at heart. Your appearance is so young.
He's buttering you up, man. Be careful.
So you have three grandkids. How happy does that make you?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah.
I bet it is. Man, that's special.
That is.
So does your wife go down there with you?
No, not really. She doesn't like all that killing. And
you can go have your old buddies down there. Now, you talk about your friends down there that help you with the lodge or the farm or the barn, whatever you call it. Tell me about these guys.
Well,
brag on them like you do.
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed about them, and we've hunted together forever.
It's a family, right?
Yeah, I mean it's just
like the Roby family.
It is, and it's all about our history together, kind of almost growing up together. You know, sometimes with us white folks, you know, your relationships are based on, you know, who you vacation with or who your kids go to school with or who's at your country club versus just who really knows you.
I heard that.
Yeah. And that's what these guys are. They just, you
well,
just
I'm hang. From Bright Road. And that's how that is. I don't have to go to Georgia.
I know. Well, that's why I love you, man. You just remind me of these guys. They're a little politically incorrect or a lot politically incorrect. And it's just, it's a laugh a minute being around them.
Well, I have to say, I got Mike Campbell, one of my lifetime best friends, my family's best friend, lives three houses up on the river from me since I was three, and he has his shtick. He's got about two programs in his shtick, and all my buddies have heard of. They call him the mailman. All my buddies heard of him. The other day we got home from a golf trip, and it was about 12 o'clock on a weekday last week, and I said, "Hey, let's walk up and talk to Mike." And he has these, you know, two preppy looking guys, fresh meat, right? And he comes out, my buddy, you know, they're all excited. They've heard me talk about this guy for years and years. And my buddy tries to shake his hand. He goes, no, I don't get near people. Leave me alone. And he's like, whoa, man, I don't know. This is when I was like, oh.
he's messing with
I told Reagan, she said, oh, he pulled that one. He pulls that one out on every new person.
That's so what's funny. The other stick?
I don't know. I'll remember it next week. Stay tuned to the At Home with Roby show.
For Mike the Mailman, Mike, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good man.
He is. I've met him a few times. Yeah.
He's a good guy. But, you know, he lives on a lake. His lot's worth a pretty good bit of money. He has his house paid for, and he doesn't have any homeowner's insurance. I mean, now how are you supposed to live? Like, what are you going to do? He's like, my lot's worth all the money. I'm going to go take my drywall out of my room today.
That's hilarious.
What are you doing? He take some of your kids up there from the rock and maybe help him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has proper insurance.
No.
So we have five kids from the rock, five young adults.
I mean, this is, and you know this, because the residential side is not set up well to mentor a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
Roby takes the time.
Yep.
You go through the proper background checks and drug testing with your employees. You have a mentor set up. And there's a lot of residential companies out there that we have had to pull our kids from job sites.
More like the national folks?
That sub,
yeah,
so our kid with like a framer would be with a sub of a sub.
Yep.
And, you know, we got to look at these kids' mamas and daddies and tell them that they're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, But we have a few, not many, like Roby that we kind of rely on for the residential side.
I'm going to say, because when, you know, I joined the board and we become really good friends. I know the need. I know the need from both the community side and employing people with great opportunities. I also know the need from the industry side, and we need our pipeline filled with great Roby family members or other folks, or you're not going to have high quality construction. So I get excited in our board meetings and when you and I go have a beer or go to lunch, and then say, how am I going to deliver this to my folks? Because we're running gun and we got to make a profit and produce, and we incentivize and we push our folks, our leaders and our staff to go, and it takes a little time. And so then I have a little angst. And God bless that we have folks like Troy Deschert and other folks in our company, Patrick, on your side, on the services side as well, that you can talk to and say, look, this is very important for who we are.
Right.
This is our culture. So let's try to take our time. And furthermore, it's going to one day, if we have a long-term vision, which that is how our company has, the pipeline is going to start filling up. And to hear that we have five folks now at our company is amazing.
Well, and I don't know how much time we have, but I was also a customer of Roby this past year.
Oh, woo.
You guys did a addition to our garage. It was an art studio for my wife. Ricky, one of my students, was over there.
That's cool.
And I got to see firsthand, you know, what a professional GC, your superintendent, Brandon, your project manager, Will Coble. It's going to be a little more expensive, but you pay your people. You don't go through a lot of these predatory temp agencies for labor that gets, you know, screwed over. A lot of people that have been with you for a long time. So I got to see it firsthand. It was pretty amazing. My wife,
that is my so cool.
My wife was just over the moon.
You know what I tell
people. I think you hire like male models to come and work.
Cause, that's actually where they
Well, you know what I tell people. We make it a home for families for life is our slogan. Okay.
Yeah.
So I tell people all the time, I'm like, usually our best client is somebody that for 10 or 15 years, the husband and wife family has used a couple other contractors and it all hadn't gone that great. And then they use us and they really appreciate it because you really don't know unless you know what's out there, right?
Right.
Because you're only focused on your one instance, which is that's how we should be. I said, but then even through trials and tribulations, we bond and we become family. I said, then they get addicted and we're at their house every month. So I hope that's how you and your wife feel now. We do have a services company.
Yeah. And we, you know, we had a major donor that had donated to our project and building a new house. And there was a rock student working.
That. Cool story.
Yeah.
And that couple just were so tickled that they kind of saw how their money was circulating around because,
that's special.
That was a cool. And they called me and said, Roby's knocking out of the park over here. And one of their key workers is from your school. Yeah, that was cool.
That's
all right,
cool.
Darren, will you stick around for the last segment since you're in the studio?
Yeah.
And you cover our charitable side as well, which is usually the last segment. You're listening to At Home with Roby. We have Darren Ash from The Rock. He's on Hangout.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. The coveted fourth segment. Darren Ash from The Rock. I think this is fourth show that he's done with us.
He obviously listens to a lot of shows. He said he didn't realize we had four segments.
That's because he's a got him.
You cut it off. Yeah. I've listened to three shows. I've been on three shows. I cut them all off after the third segment.
After I'm on, I'm out. Yeah, he doesn't want to hear us in our stupidity anymore.
Well, Patrick, since you haven't done your job today, if you missed the first three segments today with Darren Ash from The Rock, check us out. We're on all social media platforms called At Home with Roby. And then if you missed the previous shows, you can go back and source other shows as well. Check out all of our guests.
Thank you.
Very entertaining.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You did
Patrick.
Good there.
Thank you.
And what social media feeds?
Yeah.
LinkedIn,
Twitter.
Facebook. We're not doing Twitter.
We don't
bombs.
Be tweeting.
I don't think we tweet.
God, the one I said.
Facebook.
I'm like Alan Jackson.
www. Nobody does the W anymore. Roby. No more W's. Or you could go old school with the HTTP. Remember back in the day?
I wasn't on the internet. That was when I was vowing to never use the internet.
Before vowing to never use
the internet.
Yeah.
I remember I went to Carolina in the 96 to 2000. I went to Chapel Hill, and I had an Acer computer. It was the cheapest computer you could ever buy. And everybody else was plugged into the wall, into the network. I was like, man, I got my floppy disk. I'm not getting in the network. What y'all talking about? I save my stuff on floppy.
The floppy disk. Back in the day, the 5 1/4. You're talking about like the true floppy flop.
Hey, the bigger the better,
that
baby.
That thing started spinning.
but they were plugged into the network and going online. And I thought that was crazy.
They're going to the online.
I mean, they go beep, 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 beep. Well, it got in. I thought those people were ludicrous. I was like, these hipsters are crazy. I'm going to play basketball.
The hipsters got it right with the internet, huh?
So, anyway, I miss those days, but I like today's days as well. Man, I think Charlotte's got a lot going on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think about that there, Mr. Georgia?
Well, I mean, I moved from Atlanta in 95 up here to make a living, and loved every minute of bringing my boys up here and making Charlotte home. Even though I do go back, this is an amazing town.
So you moved from Atlanta to Charlotte in 95?
Yeah.
And raised your boys here for a good bit of their...
Yeah, and we'll be here. I mean, I'll go down and hunt, but I'm stuck here.
So your boys here?
One's here, one's in Richmond.
Okay. Yeah. In Virginia. What do they do for a living?
One's in real estate. One has an oil change franchise called Take Five.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Got quite a few of them, doesn't he?
Wow.
Yes, I think we're connected on LinkedIn. It's impressive.
Yeah, they've opened 20, but they'll have another 10. So I'll have 30 by the end of the year.
Goodness gracious. I know a couple other YPO, Young Presidents Organization guys in other states that have some Take Fives. They're really proud of those assets. I think it's a good niche, because now, growing up, we were taught to change the oil in our car. You know, that was a lesson Daddy taught me. That is not something I've carried on to my children, because you can't access your oil anymore. You know,
that's true.
So they made it a niche market to where you have to go get your oil changed. So I think it's great. And then if you go buy your oil and got to dispose of the bad oil, the oil, used oil you take out, and you buy your oil filter, it's really more economical to go to a Take Five and get your oil changed.
I think they've found an incredible niche.
I think it's great. And then they tell you your tires need replacing and you need a new belt and
new windshield wipers. You know. Yeah, yeah.
My wife keeps telling me I need all that. I don't know what's up.
You look like you got some fresh tires on today, bud.
I do. These are Atreyu. They're running shoes, so check it out. Atreyu. The fella came and spoke at one of our YPO Big Three meetings, and they're awesome. We got a pair, and I've ordered two more pair. Now I have three pair in a short amount of time, so they feel great.
No more chicken shoes.
No, I still have.
You still got the chicken shoes.
Chicken shoes too. those are. What's Reagan call them? She calls them
dress running shoes.
Oh, she calls
sneakers.
Them, they're not faux shoes. They're I don't know.
I guess if you're the head knocker, you don't have to wear steel toed boots anymore, do you?
those don't look like they're steel toed, Darren.
Darren, let's be honest. I don't do today what I used to. I want to tell you though, our business on the residential side is mirrored after how me and my brother came up in the business. And my brother and I are best friends, and we're partners in our business. You know, along with some of these other folks that have joined our company, like Patrick and Dave McGuire and those guys. But I was sales, I was project management, I was Will Coble, and Travis was in the field. He was like my dad. He was old school. So you had the inside and the outside, and we've kept that model over the years. So it's cool that you explained that.
Yeah. I mean, it was seeing it as a customer probably made me better in talking to the pathway about where our kids could fit in along that continuum. Yeah, it was cool.
Well, great. Darren, thank you for being here. How can people look you up?
So we are, and I won't do the www, but we're at roccharlotte.org. At rockcharlotte is our Instagram. We'll be posting, I think I mentioned, 60 apprentices in the field this summer. We'll probably be going to 3 or 4 sites a week, checking on the kids, but also getting pictures of them with their supervisor.
Check them out.
And we're going to post all that on Instagram.
Well, check them out. Darren, thank you for being here. Rock, R-O-C. Go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face. Thank you for listening to At Home with Roby.